Begin a Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Halacha Tes. Ein ben Tzorim leTfilin, Amuzuzayis, El Shasfarim, Nechtovim, Lecholoshoin, leTfilin, Amuzuzayis, Eina Nechtovayis, Ela Ashuris. The only way in which Tzorim differs from Tfilin Amuzuzayis is that Tzorim may be written in any language, but Tfilin Amuzuzayis may be written only in Ashuris, which is Hebrew. Rishim Gamliel Eimer, Af Besorim Lehitu Shiyachtavu Ela Yevonis. Rishim Gamliel says, even Sorim, they permitted writing them only in Lafen HaKodesh or in Yevonis, which is Greek. The Gemara says, Ksiv, Vehi Chala Oretz, Safa Achas, Lidval Machadim, Vlaze Rabbi Yochanan, it says in Bereshis Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and it was that all the lands was one language and uniform words. Vlaze Rabbi Yochanan disagreed about this. One of them said that people used to speak all 70 languages. The other said that they spoke the language of the individual of the world, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Lashon HaKodesh. Tani Bar Kapora, Yafta Elokim LeYefes, Yoshkim Ma'al Shem, Shiyu Medabrim, Lashon LeYefes, Ba'al Shel Shem. Bar Kapora expounds from the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk of Zayin, Yafta Elokim LeYefes, beauty is given to Yefes, and it will dwell in the tents of Shem, meaning they will speak the nicest, the beautiful language of Yefes in the tents of Yisrael, who come from Shem, and that language is Greek. The Yefes Goyim Magoyig Umadai V'Yavon V'Tovel U'Mashach V'Tiras. Goimer Kamamia, Magoig, Gitaya, Madai Kishmua, Vyavan Isus, Tovel Yitnaya, Mashach Misaya. Bnei Yefes, the children of Yefes were Goimer, Magoig, Madai, Yavan, Suvel, Meshech, and Siras, where descendants of Goimer inhabit Kamamia. Magoig dwells in Gesia, Madai, as it connotes in Madai, Yavan in Isus, Suval in Visnaya, and Meshech in Misir. Siras, Rabbi Simon Omer, Pras, Rabon Ami, Tarka. Siras, what is that? Rabbi Simon says that they are in Pras, Persia, and Rabon say Tarka. Negoime, Ashkenaz, Rifas, Retorgama, Thaye, Radayas, Regamanike. Negoime, Ashkenaz, Rifas, Sagoma, their descendants dwell respectively in Asir, Hadayis, and Germanica. Bnei Yavon, Elisha Teretashish, Kittim, Vedonim, Alas Dausus, Avir, Vedardanaya. And the children of Yavon were Elisha, Vesalsus, Kittim, and Vedardanim, and they dwell in respectively in Alas Dausus, Avir, and Dardania. It's Aoudi. And then Pasuk Yutres, Roidis, Esa Tzemari, Hamatz, Esa Hamasi, Hamas. So the Awadi refer to those who dwell in Rudis, the Tzemari is those who dwell in Hamatz, and the Hamasi is those who dwell in Hamas. And then the phrase, Ad Lasha, Rablaza Oma, Ad Kalwa. Rablaza says that the phrase Ad Lasha refers to Kalava. Rav Yudin Bar Shalom said that the phrase Yafta Elokim LeYefes shows that the Torah sometimes speaks in Targum, meaning in Aramaic. Yefes means to widen, and this is unlike Bar Kapora we had earlier. Rav Yonasan, the Beit Kuvin, Dal Lashonis Noim Shishtamish Bahem Ha'olam Ve'Elohein La'az Lezemer Remi Le Krav, Sosi Le Ilaya, Ivri Le Dibur. Yerushalmi said that people of Beis Kuvin speak four nice languages for the world to use. Yevani they use for singing, Roman they use for war, Sosi which is Aramaic they use for lamentations, and Ivri they use for speaking. Yerushalmi Af Ashuri Le Chtav, and some say that even Ashuri is nice for, what is Hebrew, for writing. Ashuri Yesh Le Ksav Vein Le Loshen, Ivri Yesh Le Loshen Vein Le Ksav, Bachu Lahem Ksav Ashuri Loshen Ivri. Sure, he has a writing, which is a character set. It has no language because they speak Aramaic. Ivri has a language, but it has no writing. Yisrael chose the Ashuri writing and the Ivri language. Lamanik Roshmoy Ashuri. Why is it called Ashuri? Shehu Mu'shar Bichtavoy. Because its writing is Mu'shar, praiseworthy. Omri Levi Ashem Sha'ala B'yodam Me Ashur. And Levi says it's because they took it from Ashur, and Ezra wrote the Torah in it. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Roy Haya Ezra Shinsi Natin Torah Al Yadoi, El Ashikadmu Do Moshe. Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi tells us Ezra was worthy that Torah should be given through him, but the generation of Moshe came first and merited it was given to them. Afa Pishulei Nitnet HaTorah Al Yadov, Afu Niten Ktav Veloshen Al Yadoi, Ktav Anishtavan Kasud Aramis, Maturgam Aramis. The Gemara tells us, even though Torah was not given through Ezra, the writing and language was given through him, as a quote from the Pasuk in Ezra in Perek Dalad, Pasuk Zayin, and the script of the epistle was written in Aramaic and explained in Aramaic. The Leichalin Ksava Limikri, Lamed Sheboi Bayoim Nitim. And the Pasuk says that they could not read the writing. No one was able to read what the angel's hand wrote in Belshazzar's palace, and it shows that a new writing was given that day. Nachman Omer Baratz Nitna HaTorah. Nachman says the Torah was given in Ivri writing. Asya Rabbi Yossi, and this is like Rabbi Yossi said that a new writing was given through Ezra. Rabbi Omer Ashuris Nitna HaTorah, Akushichotu Ner Bachlahem Baratz, Akushizochu Bimei Ezra Ner Bachlahem Ashuris, Yamayim Magid Mishnah, Ashiv Lecha. Rabbi says that the Torah was given in Ashuris. When they sinned, it was transformed to Ra'ad. They forgot it. When they merited it in the days of Ezra, it was switched to Ashuris, means they remembered it. As the Pasuk says in Zechariah, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis, also today I will store to you a double promise. The Pasuk Loi is Mishnah HaTorah HaZois, Al Sefer, Ksav Shuasoi Lishtanois. And the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches says, and he'll write for him this repetition of the Torah, Al Sefer, a writing that will be Mishtane. Mishnah means Mishtane, to be changed, a writing that will change. Tani Rishim Reloza, Oimer, Mishim Reloza, Ba'at Mipalta, Mishim, Mishim Reloza, Hamudoi, Sav Ashuri Nitna Torah. The Baisa of Rishim Reloza, quoting Reloza, Ben Palta, quoting Reloza, Hamudoi, says that the Torah was given in Ashuri writing. Ma'ataima, Vave ha'amudim, yuvavim shal Torah deimim la'amudim. What's the source? We quote from the Pasuk in Shmoyis Be'ekor Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Vave ha'amudim. And we expound from there, the vavim, the letter vavs of the Torah, resemble hooks or pillars, like we have in our Ashuris writing, because in Ivri writing, it's like a Y shape. Amar le'vavi levi, manda amar le'va'atz nitna Torah, Ayin Masinism, Manda Amar Ashuri in the Torah, Samach Masinism. And Levi says that the one who said that the Torah was given in Ra'at, which is Ivri, the Ayin in the Luchos was miraculous. It closed like our Ashuri Samach. The interior floated in the air. It was not attached to the Luchos in any direction. The one who says that the Torah was given in Ashuri, then the Samach was miraculous. Yumia B'Shem Rabbi Ba'Abba, Rabbi Simon Treyon Amrin, Torah Sarashonim, Lehaya, Rabbi Yimir quoting Rabbi Chiva Avin, Rabbi Simon said the Torah of early generations, their hay was not closed and not their mem. However, their samach was closed because Rabbi Levi said it was miraculous. The Amoraim considered it the mere hiddur that the left leg of the hay not reached the roof. And this is like its initial form. Initially, they did not have different forms for the final mem, nun, pei, tzadi, or chaf. Tani Rishon Megamliel Omer Af Besorim Lehitu Sheyichtavu Ela Yivonis Bodku Matzu Sheein HaTorah Yichole Lehitargem Kol Socha Ela Yivonis. Vice Rishon Megamliel says that even Sforim, they permitted to write them only in Lashon HaKodesh or Yivonis. They checked and found that the Torah can be translated fully only in Yivonis. But Bulgani Echad the other Gidal Lahem Aramis Mitoch Yivonis. A hut dweller made up a targum of the Torah. Now, Amaris admits Ivanis means from the translation done for Ptolemy. Vyumia b'shem Rebchia ba'aba Tugim Achilles Hager Atira b'fnei Rebelezer b'fnei Reb Yeshua b'kilsu isai v'amuloi yofshafis mebnei Adam. Vyumia, quoting Rebchia ba'aba, said that Achilles, or close to the convert, translated the Torah in front of Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua, and they praised him and said to him, quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Memhei, Pasuk Gimel, you are more beautiful than other men. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi, Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sha'al, Belameli, and Amrin, Yesh Besorim, Masha'in, Utulim Mezuzos, Shasorim Nechtovim, Beshnei Dapim, Utulim Mezuzos, El Nechtovim, El Mezaf Echad. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi, quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asked, why don't we say another difference in our Mishnah that applies to Sorim and not to Utulim Mezuzos? In Tzvarim, we may write one parash in two columns, and in Tzvarim and Zuzos, we write it only in one column. Asked, you can say a bigger question. We may write Tzvarim in two parchments, and in Tzvarim and Zuzos, we write only in one parchment. Amun Chavraya Kremi Rabbi Mana, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Mana, he should say that the Tzvarim we may write one parsha in two parchments. Is that not a bigger chiddush? Rabbi Mana answered that even Tzvarim we may write like this. Mishnah omitted another difference. In Tzvarim, if a word was omitted, we can toile, which means write it between the lines, and we're not toile and tulin mezuzos. Tzvarim shekasavim katulin ukub mezuzos in toilin behem, tulin mezuzos shekasavim kasavim toilin behem. The answer is this is not a leniency in tzvarim, it's only because they're normally written in big letters. Tzvarim written in small letters like tulin mezuzos, we may not be toile in them. Tulin mezuzos written in big letters like tzvarim, we may be toile in them.